Welcome to Cliff and Kendall's House of Horrors. Tonight, listen as Cliff and Kendall take the scariest book tour of their lives. Cliff and Kendall are plagued by a pig farmer possessed by hell demons, a pair of evil podcast hosts, and a producer with irritable bowels. As if Halloween couldn't get any scarier, here comes the return of Hillbilly Willie. Listen next week for part 3 of the franchise that's headed straight for hell.
Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I hope you are now ready to be torn apart by hell demons.
Can anybody ever really be ready for that?
It doesn't matter. You're first, old man.
Oh, my bowels. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I really thought Mr. Snodbottom would live.
Me too. He seemed too important to die.
I guess Halloween is the time for scary surprises.
Enough banter. Which one dies first?
No.
Not
again.
Sebastian!
Cliff, wake up. You're dreaming.
It was so real. Just like we lived it.
It was the same dream?
Yes. First you said, previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast, just like, you know, at the beginning of our shows, and then, oh God, it was so real. Just like it was all happening again.
Well, you know it's not, and it's all behind us now. Hillbilly Willie will never, never, ever come back to hurt us again. And we will never, ever set foot in the North Busheltown Woods again for as long as we both shall live.
That's comforting. Thanks. And this year Halloween will be different. We're going to spend it in the safest place ever. Frequent guest star Alan's apartment in Brooklyn.
Nothing could possibly happen there. Oh, we must be here.
I almost wish our tour bus wasn't so comfortable. I keep falling asleep and dreaming horrible things in it. I'm just no match for the lullaby of the highway.
Wait, I thought we agreed we'd call our tour bus the Real Sass Express.
I know you thought that.
Kendall boy, Cliff, we've just arrived outside the Barnes & Noble in Smackover. Are you boys ready to sign some books?
You bet, Mr. Snodbottom.
Kendall, do you think it will happen again?
Hillbilly Willie was defeated by outer space vampires or something and can never ever reappear on Earth. You know that.
Oh, I know. I wasn't talking about that. I mean, remember our book signings in New London, New Mexico, and that one in Old Oklahoma? Our mortal podcasting enemies came to heckle us.
I don't think Clint and Kenneth will be back. I mean, I think they learned their lesson in Tulsa.
That was quick thinking on my part, right?
Yep. I doubt they've even picked all the chicken feathers off their upholstery yet.
Okay. I'm just glad people are enjoying our book, How to Be a Big Fat Podcaster in 25 Big Fat Lessons.
I know. Every book I sign for a fan makes my heart grow 3 sizes, just like the Grinch.
Kendall, don't talk about the Grinch. Talk about Halloween things like vampires and mummies and orange pumpkins that kids carry around to collect all that candy.
Oh, I'm so excited to spend Halloween in New York.
Oh, it's magical. All the drunk people in costumes on the subway and in the bars. All the kids collecting candy coated in anthrax and filled with hidden razor blades.
Sounds like a scary good time.
Kendall, there is one thing.
What's that?
Well, regarding our book tour.
Yeah?
You know I don't mean to be negative.
Since when?
But last week, when we signed books at that mall in Nashville...
Yeah?
There were only 11 people there to see us.
Well, that's still 11. 11 people turned up just to see us. Imagine that.
Kendall, I know five of those people were your mom. She just kept putting on different hats and getting back in line.
Ha! Shows what you know. She wore six different hats. Remember that one fishing hat with all the lures on it?
That was your mother?
Yep.
I didn't even recognize. What with all those shiny lures and then those little red and white ball things all over the hat? Wow. You know, I always wondered about those hats. Do you think the fishing hooks get caught in people's heads all the time?
Probably.
Excuse me.
Oh, Mr. Snowbottom, I forgot you were there.
Yes, well, do you think you two were about ready to go inside?
Oh, be right out.
Yeah.
Are you ready to meet some fans and sign some books?
Yep, just give me 2 hours for hair and makeup and I'll be right out. Oh, and find Topher and send him to get me a large bottle of Diet Cherry Pepsi and 3 boxes of Fiber Bars.
Okay.
Hello, it's me again, Harvey the Jack-O-Lantern. Back to narrate the terrifyingly true tale of what happened when... Well, you probably guessed it when you saw the title. I'm here to tell you what happened the Halloween that Hillbilly Willie returned.
Once two big fatsos went to the North Busheltown Woods, went to relax and sample some baked goods. But there they found hell itself, oh yes it was really. Hell was a pig farmer named Hillbilly Willie.
Our heroes never forgot the night the walls were stained red. Yes, those fatsos got away, but their assistant, he is dead. He offered himself as a sacrifice, though it may sound real silly. But he was a Satanist who gave himself to old Hillbilly Willie.
Some space vampires saved the day that scary night. But will the farmer come back?
I think he just might.
Cliff and Kendall should beware, cause this could be a dilly. Listeners, you should watch out too for old Hillbilly Willie. Yes, don't get between a drove of pigs and their man. And watch out for those demons too, they're all over this land.
And if it's a late October night and the air's a little chilly, listen for the crazy laughter of Hillbilly Willie.
Yes, watch out or he might just get a little killy.
That demon-possessed pig farmer, Hillbilly Willie.
Yes, exactly 1 year after Cliff and Kendall had their first horrible run-in with the demon-possessed pig farmer from the North Busheltown Woods, they were about to meet again with scarifyingly deadly results. But they didn't know that just yet. Currently, they were inside the Barnes & Noble in Smackover, dazzling a group of people who turned up to hear them read from their new book and to get the autograph of their favoritely morbid obese podcasters. I can just hear them finishing up the Q&A portion of their appearance.
I do think little Johnny needs help. Yes, that's why we implore those adults around him to teach him the proper ways every time that we mention it on the show.
Kendall, these super fans take everything so seriously.
I know. Next question, you there with the NPR tote bag.
Yes. In episode 47, when Kendall asked Cliff the question about Charles Lindbergh.
Oh, God.
Did he really think there was a woman named Charles Lindbergh, or was this a hilarious setup written by a room full of writers?
Okay, for the record, I was confused by the phrasing of the question.
For the real record, Kendall thought Charles Lindbergh was a woman. In fact, I've made that clip from the show my ringtone. Just listen.
Was the first woman to fly a plane across, or as I wrote down, to fly a plane across the Atlantic Ocean in 1928.
Was it old Amelia Earhart?
No, stupid!
No, who was it?
It was Charles Lindbergh.
Well, it looks like it's that time again. Thank you for coming out tonight.
Yes, there's only one thing left to say. Kendall, would you please...
First, when there's nothing but a slow-going dream.
Kendall, will you turn up the reverb a little bit?
Seems to hide deep inside your mind.
Kendall boy, could I speak to you for a moment, privately?
Oh, sure.
I have some news about the next stop on our book tour.
What is it? We only have one more stop before we get to New York for Halloween. Did the book attic in Cranford, New Jersey
cancel? Yes, but I've lined up another stop in another
store. Where is it? Trenton? Hackensack? Oh god, not Newark.
No, it's somewhat further south.
Huh?
In Busheltown, at a place called Hanky's Books and Bait.
Busheltown? Don't you remember how he almost died last Halloween in Busheltown? You were literally disemboweled.
I know, but business is business, and they apparently have a shelf full of your books and think people will turn out for the event.
Well, you've got to tell Cliff. He's been having nightmares about last year for so long now, I don't want to be there when he finds out.
Where is Cliff's assistant, Topher?
He's out there in front of the stage holding the applause sign, like always.
Cliff would probably take it better coming from Topher.
Can you give Topher orders?
I signed the boy's checks, I should think so.
I thought Cliff signed his checks.
No, Cliff kisses his checks. I signed them.
Well, okay, I just hope this all turns out okay.
I can have it all. Topher, raise the applause sign high. They can't see it in the back.
Yes, in a shocking turn of events, Cliff and Kendall were headed right back where they swore they'd never go again. Back to the place that Hillbilly Willie, the demon-possessed pig farmer, had been terrorizing for years, murdering those he felt were in the way of him finding his lost flock of prized pigs. Later that night on board what Kendall liked to call the Real Sass Express.
Cliff, are you asleep?
No, I'm just watching Hocus Pocus on my iPod again.
Have you talked to Topher since we got back on the Real Sass Express?
Not really. He's been busy sewing my pants back together.
Did you split the crotch on stage again tonight?
Yeah, during my big closing number.
You know, I keep telling you, most book tours don't have a closing number, or any numbers at all, for that matter.
Why?
Well, because it's mostly about the books.
No, no. Why did you want to know if I'd talk to Topher? Did you need something from him? I don't know if he'd take orders from you. I'm the one who kisses his checks, you know.
Oh, it's nothing like that. Never mind.
I was lucky to find another assistant, you know. It took me 6 months to find one with the right credentials.
You mean to find the right one that looked like Robert Pattinson from the Twilight movie?
To think, I was just walking in the mall one day, and then there he was, standing shirtless inside the Abercrombie and Fitch, and I just knew he was the right one for me.
Sounds like fate, all right.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll get to sleep.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my compartment and listen to the soundtrack to The Nightmare Before Christmas, but only Halloween songs, not the ones about Christmas.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Now, on to New Jersey. Going to sleep.
Not staying over at the Busheltown Arms, are you?
Oh, no, we're roughing it in a cabin deep in the woods.
South of town?
No.
East?
No.
Tell me you're staying in the deep woods west of town.
No, we're staying in a cabin up in the North Woods, a place called North Busheltown Woods. It's a rustic yet charming campground, according to their blog spot.
Listen, fella. You take your pretty little son and them two old fellas outside, and you turn around and you go back home. Ain't nothing for you up them in their North Woods. Their North Woods.
The North Busheltown Woods. No. Oh, it was all a dream. Outside my window are the lush rolling gables of scenic New Jersey.
Cliff, I can explain.
I'm still dreaming. There is a sign outside that says North Busheltown Woods. It's still a dream. I'm still asleep.
No, Cliff.
Yes! And I'll do what I always do to prove I'm dreaming. I'll take off my pants.
Oh my god.
And I'll find a hot guy to grind against. Topher!
No, wait. Cliff, pull your pants up. This is not a dream.
What?
Our tour schedule got changed and we're not going to New Jersey anymore. We're doing a book signing in Busheltown at Hanky's Books and Bait.
Who did this?
It was Mr. Snodbottom. Don't yell at him. He's an old man with irritable bowel syndrome.
He'll think irritable bowels when my foot gets stuck in him.
Ugh. Look, can I be honest with you?
Okay, of course.
What do we call our tour bus?
You've been calling it the Real Sass Express, but I've been resistant.
We call it the Real Sass Express because our show is sassy, but it's also real. And I want to get real with you for a minute.
Okay.
I'm scared. Judging by that sign outside, we're about 15 feet from where we almost died last Halloween. We were nearly murdered by a pig farmer possessed by hell demons, and I'm frightened. But you know what we're going to do?
Find a new producer / tour manager and then share an ice cream cake?
Nope. We're going to buck up, hide our scared faces, and put on a great book signing for all of our fans that show up to see us. And then we'll each eat our own ice cream cake.
Thanks. I feel better. You're the level-headed brother I never had.
And you're the Jake Gyllenhaal obsessed gay brother I never had.
Thanks. You know, that reminds me, I still have to watch Donnie Darko before Halloween. It won't be Halloween unless I watch my husband's movie. Oh, did you update cliffandkindle.com with our new book tour information?
Of course I did. Adore.
Yes, Cliff and Kendall put on brave faces and prepared to put on the best book signing anyone had ever seen. But there was something unexpected and horrible they hadn't prepared for. You see, in all the fuss over Hillbilly Willie, they had forgotten about their mortal podcasting enemies, Clint and Kenneth, hosts of the Shock Your Mind podcast. These two evil podcasters had been harassing Cliff and Kendall for months. Whether it was out of jealousy, envy, or general covetousness, no one knew for sure, but they'd set out to destroy our favorite fat hosts and would stop at nothing until they ruined Cliff and Kendall coast to coast once and for all. Clint and Kenneth put their fiendish plan in motion during the fan-favorite question and answer period of the book signing.
If you took all the fat from every killer, white, and sperm whale and combined it, that's almost how fat I feel.
And if you doubled it, that's how fat I feel.
Next question. Yes, you, the one on the left with that distracting fishing hat on.
Oh, yeah. Does it ever bother you that your show sucks?
Well, kind of. I mean...
Cliff, don't answer that. It's not a fan.
What?
No, it is I, Kenneth, co-host of the Shock Your Mind podcast. Available on iTunes and podcast at shockyourmind.blogspot.com.
It is also I, Clint, other co-host of the Shock Your Mind podcast.
Why didn't we notice them before?
We were distracted by those stupid fishing hats they're wearing.
I have a question. Why don't you shut down your show and open up more internet space for fan sites about my wife, Megan Fox?
Oh, can you imagine a grown man, nearly 30 years old, who fantasizes about being married to celebrities? Disgusting.
It also degrades the entire institution of marriage. Imagine how my wife Susan feels about it.
Shut up, Fatso. My real life husband Justin, who I married in Iowa, thinks it's just fine.
God, could you not talk about places like Iowa? I just ate.
Is there ever a time when you haven't just eaten?
Hey, Cliff. Clint's husband, Justin, just wanted me to ask you when your last meaningful relationship was.
My past lives are none of your business.
The question and answer period for this evening is over.
Yes, another evening was ruined by Clint and Kenneth, but things were only going to get worse for Cliff and Kendall from there on out. Later that evening, as Mr. Snodbottom was just about to leave Hanky's Books and Bait...
Excuse me, Mr. Frog Blast. I'm Mr. Snodbottom. We spoke on the phone.
No, yep.
I'm here to collect Cliff and Kendall's fee for the evening.
Fee? Well, I meant to email you about that, but my mule, Flozell, kicked over my iMac this afternoon.
You don't have the fee.
I don't have the fee, per se. I got either a bag of cabbage heads or a bag of clearance books I can pay you with. You can take your pick. But let me warn you, the cabbage is mighty strong and is sure to upset anyone with weak bowels.
I understand. Topher?
Yes, Mr. Snodbottom?
Could you carry this bag of books and place it in the tour bus?
Sure.
Well, Mr. Frog Blast, we're off. I hope the turnout was what you were hoping for.
No, can't say it was. Last week, Khloe Kardashian was here signing some books about spray tanning, and we had a line out the door wrapped around the building more times than we could count.
Yes, well, good evening.
Mr. Snodbottom, if I might ask you, where are you staying tonight?
We'll just be sleeping in the Real Sass Express.
The what?
The tour bus. It's got beds, compartments, satellite television, and the Great Pumpkin on Laserdisc.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't allow that.
Excuse me?
No. You see, I'm the co-owner of Hanky's Books and Baits and Deputy Sheriff Frog Blast as well, and there's laws in Bushtown outlawing folks from dwelling in their vehicles.
Well, I'm sure you can make one exception. I mean, the bus is meant for sleeping and Cliff and Kendall.
Also, we small town folks don't take kindly to celebrities wanting the law bent for their own proclivities, especially celebrities like Cliff and Kendall. I'm still not sure who they are.
I see. We'll seek lawful shelter somewhere else. Thanks very much, Sheriff Frog Blast.
Mr. Snodbottom said he saw, but did he really? The answer, of course, is no. Mr. Snodbottom boarded the Real Sass Express and broke the news to Cliff, Kendall, and Cliff's assistant, Topher.
We have to stay in Busheltown.
Why can't we just drive into New York? We could tell Alan we'll be there early, and we can sleep on his floor for a night if he needs to.
Unfortunately, that's not an option.
Why not?
For many technical producer reasons, I can't explain.
Oh.
Topher, why don't you just look up hotels in the area on your Verizon Sidekick? Just make sure they're in downtown Busheltown or the east, west, or south Busheltown woods.
I just did. Every place in town is booked except for somewhere called the Merzikoffigan Motel on I-13.
Where is that?
Their blog spot says it has scenic views of the North Busheltown woods.
No!
Cliff, we may have to.
I'm not sure I can. I've been tormented by nightmares and hecklers and morbid obesity so long, I may be too fragile.
There may be no other choice.
Kendall was right. There was no other choice. The four men headed off to the Merzikoffigan Motel on I-13 to stay the night. The night that would turn out to be one of the two worst nights of their lives. The other worst night being last year, near Halloween, when they were first terrorized by Hillbilly Willie, the pig farmer possessed by hell demons.
You can do it, Cliff. A nightmare like last Halloween only comes once in a lifetime. You'll see. Tomorrow we'll head out for New York and everything will be just fine.
Okay. I think you might be right.
Sure. Now, what do you say you help me carry some of these bags into our motel room?
No, I don't think I'll be doing that.
Yeah, I didn't think so, you big fat lazy bitch.
Topher!
Yeah?
What are these books in this bag?
They're from the books and bait store we just left. That's how they paid you guys.
Let's see what we got here. Anna Karenina. Nope. The Deep Fried Possum Handbook. Nope. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 copies of Sarah Palin, An American Life. Ugh. I can't even look through the rest. You just keep them, Topher. You never know when you might need to start a fire.
Thanks. Cliff, I think you should see this.
What is it? One of the rooms leave their curtains open? Are there naked bodies writhing in plain sight? Is this erotic view giving you ideas, Topher?
No, I think your mortal enemies, Clint and Kenneth, are at this same motel.
Oh, God, what makes you say that?
I see them over there by the ice machine.
Get back in, they haven't seen us.
Where's Kendall?
Oh, no, wait, here he comes. Kendall, get in here, quick!
What is it?
Clint and Kenneth are at this same motel.
Oh, God! I think I'd rather have Hillbilly Willie. Kidding, just kidding, universe, just a joke.
Who are Clint and Kenneth, anyway? Why are they tormenting you?
They're a couple of hack podcasters, that's who they are.
They copy everything we do, and now they're trying to run us out of business.
They just think they're so cool, such hot shit.
Well, I think they're just cold diarrhea.
I would give anything for them not to be here. For them to not even know who we were. I wish they were dead.
I'd like to see them do a show then. They won't even have a show after they're dead like we will. Cliff and Kendall, cloud to cloud.
Oh, I can't wait to interview Lucy and Ethel when we get to heaven.
I want to have Floyd Kramer come on the show and play the piano with me.
Oh, and what if we had Mahalia Jackson and Jesus come on to sing that song about the Pope that we sang in Vatican City?
You guys are weird.
Topher, look out the door and see if Clint and Kenneth are still there.
I don't see them.
Kendall, why won't they leave us alone? Their torment is pushing me to the breaking point!
They are bothering us for the same reason the bullies bothered me in fourth grade. Jealousy. According to my mom, they were very jealous of me.
There were a lot of kids jealous of me, too. Especially in middle school.
Well, let's just go to our rooms and get a good night's sleep. After all, for what human ill does not dawn seem to be an alleviation? That was said by Thornton Wilder. And then it was said by you on Cliff and Kendall in the Morning, Part 3.
Remember what else? I'd like mornings better if they started later. And that was said by...
an unknown Arthur!
You guys are really weird.
But Cliff and Kendall's weirdness was just beginning, and unfortunately the morning would bring no alleviation for the ill that was about to befall the unlucky souls who were bedded down for the night at Mertzikoffigan Motel on I-13. Later that night...
I can't sleep.
What's keeping you up? Thoughts about Clint and Kenneth or Hillbilly Willie?
Neither. It's Mr. Snodbottom's irritable bowel syndrome. I can hear it from the next room.
Ugh, and I can smell it too. Poor Topher, he's sharing the room with him. But aren't you a little scared of Hillbilly Willie?
Honestly, no. I mean, okay, we're in the North Busheltown Woods, it's almost Halloween again, but nothing remotely scary has happened to us. No eerie sounds, no eerie silences, no strange lights, no strange darks, nothing.
I guess you're right. I'm officially over my fears of Hillbilly Willie. Hillbilly who? I feel better. Now, if only Clint and Kenneth would...
Well, that's another thing. You know what I think we should do?
Lure them on stage somewhere and dump pig's blood on them?
No. I think we should go and knock on their door and talk to them. Maybe some sort of truce. It's gotta end.
You know, you're right. You're the level-headed brother I never had.
You already said that. Let's go see them right now.
But it's 4 in the morning.
Well, I'm doing it. You can come with me or not.
I think I'll let you go and break the ice, and then I'll come and join you in 10 minutes.
That's what I thought, you fat, lazy bitch.
What?
Oh, I said this hat is crazy.
Oh. See you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, whatever.
5 minutes later.
That was quick. You know, I was flipping through the channels trying to find something Halloween-y to watch. Something spooky with a pumpkin in it, you know. And there's nothing, so I've been watching St. Elmo's Fire. Did you ever see it? Rob Lowe was so hot. But it's kind of funny because he's like this big musician that everybody's, you know, wild for because he's real hot. But he plays the saxophone, and he's all sweaty blowing the sax, and it's working, and he's sweaty, and he's hot. But they just wouldn't do that today. A sexy saxophonist, I mean.
Are you done?
I was going to tell you about how huge Judd Nelson's nostrils were, but you look like you've got something to say.
More like something to show you. Look at this.
Ooh, what is that? Are they painting the hallway red and you got fresh red paint all over you?
No.
Did you slip in a big ketchup puddle?
No.
You tripped and fell into an open vat of nail polish.
No, and I didn't dip my body into a pot of tomato soup, and there aren't any protesters outside who saw my pajamas and mistook them for fur, and they doused me with red paint.
So what happened? How do you explain the wet redness all over your pajamas?
I was walking to Clint and Kenneth's room when I realized I didn't know which room it was. But then I happened to see an open door, and I glanced inside, and there...
What?
There was Clint and Kenneth ripped apart. Body parts everywhere. Blood coating the floors, the walls, the ceiling, in the ice bucket dripping down between the buttons on the TV remote, between the pages of the Bible and the drawer on the nightstand.
Oh my, what? It was really everywhere.
I think you're missing the point.
Kendall, I don't feel anything. No sadness, and it would be wrong to be happy about someone's brutal murder. A double brutal murder. So I don't feel happy about this at all.
Go back to the part about the double brutal murder.
There's been a double brutal murder!
We have to report this.
Wrong. You have to burn your clothes.
Huh?
Who do you think the fuzz is gonna finger, huh? We're the suspects. We're gonna be the perps. Do you want to do a perp walk?
I don't even know what that is.
How about this? Fat man walking the green mile. That's you, buddy, because they're not going to get me for this one. Not this time. Not no how.
Cliff, we didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot for a minute.
The point is we're not safe. Two people, two horrible people, but that's beside the point. We're just torn apart. We've got to get Topher and Mr. Snodbottom to get out of here.
What if they're already dead?
Oh, thank God. What to wake them up and get them out of here?
Bang on that door that joins our rooms.
Mr. Snodbottom, Topher, wake up!
What in the name of Jehovah Jireh?
Mr. Snodbottom, we gotta get out of here right now. There's been a brutal double murder.
There was blood everywhere, even inside the sealed water bottles inside the minibar.
Boys, slow down. Tell me what's going on.
Clint and Kenneth have been torn apart by an insane lunatic. They're dead and the killer's still on the loose.
Kendall, wait. Where's Topher?
I'm here. I was in the bathroom.
Oh, thank God. Topher, is this how you sleep? In full pajamas like they used to wear on TV? I always imagined you in tidy whities.
Cliff, we're about to be murdered and all you can think about is Topher's disco stick.
Kendall, Topher is right there. How about a little discretion?
Boys, I think we should leave. Let's load up the bus and hightail it to New York.
Now someone is making sense. Mr. Snodbottom, you start the Real Sass Express and I'll get our things packed up right away.
Topher, you pack our room as quickly as you can. We're pulling out of here in 3 minutes.
Is the coast clear?
It is right now, Kendall boy. But there's a strange, eerie silence out here. I almost feel as though I'm being watched.
Just run quick and we'll be on the road before you know it.
Here I go.
Kendall, did he make it? I can't look.
Yes, he's in the Real Sass Express. Cliff, you help me with these bags.
No, thanks to you, Topher thinks I do nothing but leer at him all day. I have to go do some damage control.
Now is not the time.
Kendall, remember what Mrs. Potterbutter Butterchurn wrote in that thank you card she sent us after we got her that bouquet of posies on her birthday?
You're right. Now is always the time for kindness.
I'll be right back. Topher?
I'm in the bathroom. Hold on just a second.
Did you say come right in? Topher, what are you doing? What are all these herbs and incense? It's not the time to be getting aware. I mean, unless you've already rolled the joint, you know what I'm saying? Where's the lighter?
No, this isn't pot. It's wolfsbane. And I wasn't smoking it. I was...
What?
It all started when I found this book at the bottom of the bag that they gave you at the bookstore.
Let me get this straight. You're not rolling a joint using pages ripped out of Sarah Palin, An American Life? Because that would be awesome.
No, I found this book.
Raising Hell Demons for Fun and Profit. Oh, you didn't. You didn't do what I think you did.
You said you wanted Clint and Kenneth dead. I was just
trying to be a good assistant.
Oh, Topher! I'm going to have to tell Kendall, and he's going to write this up and put it in your file. But I'll take it back out while he's sleeping or drunk.
The Hell Demon.
Oh, God! It's still here?
I can't get him to leave. He killed Clinton Kenneth, belched fire into the Pepsi machine, and then said he had to find his pigs.
Oh! Topher, you didn't raise just any Hell Demon. You raised...
I am Hillbilly Willy.
Cliff, what was that sound? What's that strange glow coming from the back? Oh my God, Hillbilly Willy, I did not see this coming.
Topher was just trying to help.
Topher brought back Hillbilly Willy?
That's my name. And yes, you are all going to die.
I thought I should take my bowel medication before we... Oh, dear Lord!
I thought I killed you last Halloween. An old man, two big fat podcasters, and a sexy assistant. But I see you refuse to die. Well, not again.
Technically, you did kill our sexy assistant last year.
Topher is my new sexy assistant. Don't kill him!
Too late!
Oh, God! Kendall, he just ripped Topher's head right off!
I've never seen a decapitation in a motel bathroom before.
Get ready to see another.
Why are we running?
You might not want to run out the door, Kendall boy. My irritable bowels, you know.
Kendall, Topher's head is in the sink, and his body is on the floor. I think I might be going into anaphylactic shock.
I don't think that's a thing.
Enough banter from the fat man about to die.
Oh my goodness. Tell Mrs. Putterbutter Butterchurn I loved her.
I would, but we'll be dead.
You first, old man.
You totally just killed Mr. Snodbottom! You blasted a hole right through him! Now he looks like the poster for Death Becomes Her!
And now you're going to look like the poster for Night of the Living Dead!
But weren't they zombies, like, walking around and stuff?
I can't keep up with you two and your witty repartee!
We'll die as we live, Cliff! Sassy!
Speaking of you two dying, here goes!
Wait!
What?
Last year, before you tried to kill us, you gave us a few minutes to talk alone, remember?
So?
I think it's like a law that you have to follow whatever precedent you set before.
Finally, your experience working for the lawyers comes in handy.
I also know that you can spell judgment with only one E.
Enough! Very well, if I must, I will give you 5 more minutes of life. But then you'll be as dead as your identical twin, Dom DeLuise.
He's gone.
Did he just leave us alone?
Can we just walk out of the bathroom and leave?
Let's try. Oh, he sealed us in with a ring of fire like last time.
This is really a nightmare come true. Like when I went to my first bubbleology class and I couldn't follow anything the teacher was saying.
No offense, but I don't want to spend my last minutes on Earth hearing about your bubbleology unless I can hear the sound effects that goes with it. And since we're not on the air, I can't, so we're not going there.
That's cool. All this heat is making me thirsty.
Get some water.
Okay. Ah! Topher's head is still in the sink. Do you have your cell phone? Isn't that how we usually get out of these jams?
Yeah. Do you want to call Alan? He'll be expecting us tomorrow.
Not really. I mean, I love Alan and everything, but what's he gonna do for us at this point?
I just thought it might be polite to let him know we won't be coming.
Nah. You wanna call your mom or your wife, Susan?
My mom's in bed this late, and she'll just worry if someone calls in the middle of the night, and Susan's at that big conference in Dubai. She'll be mad about the international charges on the phone bill.
Oh, well. I guess we'll just wait for Hillbilly Willy.
Yeah.
Came to Bushel Town just to sign some books. There's something bad here, there can be no denying.
Hillbilly Willie's back, and it's time to do some dying.
And it's too late, Kendall, now it's too late. Though we really did try to cheat death.
Topher has died,
and we can't hide, and we've got so little time left. Oh no.
It used to be so easy doing shows with you. We were fat and sassy, we knew just what to do.
Now we're gonna die young, and I guess that's kind of cool.
Way to look on the bright side.
But it's too late, Kendall, now it's too late. We're getting closer to our last breath.
Our producer has died and we can't hide.
And I guess it's time to accept death. Oh, no, no.
But we can keep on going, just me and you. Our show from cloud to cloud, we can make it come true.
But if we end up in hell, I'm not sure what we can do. Well, it's too late, Kendall, now it's too late.
Though we really did try to cheat death.
We're gonna die and we can't hide. Now let's take our last breath.
Maybe you forgot about us.
I hope you are ready to die.
Oh!
Here I come to kill you.
Hillbilly Willie slipped. Now's our chance.
Did he slip on Topher's blood?
No, he slipped on the product of Mr. Snodbottom's irritable bowels.
Did he knock himself out?
Can hell demons lose consciousness?
He's just lying there on the carpet.
Gross, laying on motel carpet.
Wait, how did Topher summon him from hell?
With a book!
He summoned him from Sarah Palin's book? Everything's starting to make sense now.
No, with this book.
Raising Hell Demons for Fun and Profit. There must be a chapter about sending the demons back to hell.
Oh, that's so smart! You're the level-headed brother.
I know. Look, chapter 13, Sending Hell Demons Back to Hell.
Quick, what do we need before he wakes up?
Wolf's Bane.
Oh, Topher had some right here.
Okay, it says we need some salicylic acid. Where are we going to find that?
I know, in Topher's toiletry bag. It's an ingredient in his daily exfoliating face wash.
Look, you did learn something from Bubbleology.
Nope, I use the same face wash. I always use whatever product Sarah Jessica Parker tells me to.
Oh well, hand it here. I'm going to squeeze some out into the Wolf's Bane here on the toilet seat. Let's see, we also need...
What?
The blood of a sexy man.
Okay. Cut me. I won't look.
I think we should use Topher's blood.
Oh, yeah, it's already here and available.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, so the blood's mixed in with the wolf's bane and the salicylic acid.
We need to apply the mixture to the hell demon.
You know, this reminds me...
of our graveyard episode from Halloween 2008. I was just thinking that same thing.
Can you believe we've been doing this show for so long?
Well, we won't be doing it much longer if we don't hurry up. Scoop up some of that mixture and lay it on Hillbilly Willie.
Okay. Ugh, this is gross. Just drop it on him?
I guess.
Here goes. No retreat.
No surrender.
Go back to hell, you bitch.
You found the secret! No!
When you get back to hell, say hello to Hitler for us!
You really want to say hello to Hitler?
Never mind, just die, you hell demon mother effer!
I'll get you two fatsos if it's the last thing I do!
Is he gone?
I think so.
It's so quiet all of a sudden.
What's that?
Candle Boy?
Oh my god! Mr. Snodbottom! You're alive!
But there's a 12-inch hole in your stomach. I can see the floor through it.
Don't question fate, my boy.
And so our two obese heroes lived to be sassy another day. Mr. Snodbottom made a full recovery, but alas, Topher, Cliff's sexy assistant, did not. He was buried in Busheltown, in a service later in the week. But in case you were wondering, Cliff and Kendall did make it to frequent guest star Alan's place in Brooklyn, where they enjoyed a rockin' Halloween party.
Alan, this Halloween party is rockin'.
Thanks, guys. I'm glad you could make it. Why were you late again?
There was this Hail Damon in Busheltown.
The same one from last year?
Yeah, he killed Cliff's assistant again.
Except last year, Sebastian offered himself as a sacrifice. He was a devout Satanist, remember? But poor Topher, he just got decapitated for trying to help us.
Bummer. Oh, and Kendall, happy early birthday!
Oh, thanks!
Ha ha ha! You turn 29 tomorrow.
Ha ha, you've been 29 for a month and a half.
Kendall, that is a low blow.
Cliff, can I refill your punch glass?
Yes, Cliff and Kendall really had a happy Halloween that year, and we hope you do too. Happy Halloween, everyone!
I'll get you, Cliff and Kendall, if it's the last thing I do!
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.